Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We're going to talk with our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald. We're into, I'm remembering correctly, Gemini. And we just had an eclipse, one type of eclipse. We have another one coming up, and those are rather significant.
Yes, they're significant, and they're not, you know, in a way. We forget how often they happen. We always have two sets of two per year. Sometimes we have a little more than that, but because we can't always see them, we kind of forget how normal they are.
And they play what role as far as we're concerned in terms of Gemini and so forth?
Well, this is significant because the two weeks ago, on May 20th, we had a solar eclipse where the sun and moon were conjunct in the sign of Gemini. And now Monday, on May 4th, June 4th, we have a lunar eclipse where the sun and moon are basically opposing each other in the sky. The sun is still in Gemini. The moon is in Sagittarius, and the sun's in the middle.
Okay.
Or the Earth is in the middle.
Okay. Now, I've had the opportunity to see a lunar eclipse, and they are quite spectacular if you're able to get a telescope and watch something like that. Now, this one is going to be happening very early in the morning, local time.
Right. Right. It's around 4 a.m. Pacific time. Now, keep in mind, you know, I have two different things. I have one that says 4:04. I have one that says 4:12, both a.m. Pacific. But the thing that was really reiterated to me with the most recent solar eclipse was, you know, these things go on for quite some time. Sometimes, you know, the solar eclipse evolved over, you know, we were tracking it for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, you know, from start to finish. The actual ring that was around the sun was not so long at all, but the progression was fascinating to watch, and you can spend some serious time on that if you like.
Most definitely. Now, what are some of the things that we should look for as far as, I'll use influences as the more neutral
word.
As a key word.
Yes. One of the things I love about the eclipses is it is a time when more is revealed. Where things that had kind of been hidden from us or inaccessible, things that had been kind of hiding in the shadows, suddenly become more known to us. It's a time when we get more information.
Sort of like the veil
is lifted
somewhat. Yes.
And so, you know, sometimes, you know, we can get a little frustrated by this because not knowing is ignorance is bliss sometimes, you know, but it's definitely not a sustainable position. Yeah. And so a lot of times people, what I see in my practice is people show up about the time of the eclipses and they're often overwhelmed by some late breaking news or some new developments or something that had actually been going on for quite some time that they finally became aware of.
Yeah. I have to say that from the 14th of May to the 27th of May, of course, I was going through my own personal health issues. As a matter of fact, I ended up having to take 3 days off from work just because I just didn't have the energy.
Right.
And that was...
You got that bug, virus.
Whatever it was, and I worked my way through it, and I'm on the other side and feeling great, 100% again. But I'm wondering, in terms of those kinds of influences on our lives, what can we look for, let's say, through the month of June as we're going to transition from Gemini, we'll be transitioning into Cancer in late June?
Yes. You know, because these eclipses are so heavily embedded in the sign of Gemini, a lot of what is revealed is going to be on a very personal level. Gemini rules how you think and how you speak. And so it's a lot about how you assess and process people and situations and information. Gemini also rules your siblings. It rules your cousins. It rules your in-laws. It rules your neighbors, you know, people who are, you know, different aspects of your community. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, sometimes there's... that becomes available.
And that information can be vital to the extent that we choose to take it in, process it, and evaluate it in such a way that we can actually use it to help ourselves to avoid other negative
trials and tribulations.
Trials and tribulations.
Self-inflicted damage.
There you go.
Yeah, it's very much about, it's always empowering information that comes through. Sometimes you really have to work to reframe it as such.
Yeah.
But information is our friend.
And we're going to get more information from Beth McDonald by going to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com and calling 963-0842. And we're also going to get more information when we come back from our break from our guest. We're going to be talking and continuing our interview with Howard Martin from HeartMath. And Beth, thank you so much. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more Tell Me Your Story in just a moment.